like to see more cruise ships come.
How many cruise ships do people in Haines want? Survey says nearly double what we have now. And a Haines High School student remembers the senior class of 2011. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Anna Jacobson. Those stories and more up next. The 33rd annual Haines King Salmon Derby ended Sunday with possibly the biggest day ever, said co-organizer Kim Larson. 41 Chinooks were weighed in on the final day of the Derby. 68 came in over the course of the event that spanned 2 weekends, with the winning fish brought in by angler Robert Piper, weighing 39 pounds. Results are still unofficial until the awards banquet on Sunday evening at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. Expect more on the results of the Haines Derby in following newscasts. The perfect Haines would have wider roads, big farms, 2 to 3 cruise ships a week, and have about 1,000 more jobs, say your neighbors, in a survey of opinions released late last week. A McDowell Group household opinion survey of Haines residents, ones who live in Haines an average of 11.6 months out of the year, was the subject of a presentation party on Friday evening at the fairgrounds Harriet Hall for a gathering of about 70 Haines residents.
The 9 big takeaways from this survey are that adults and high school kids love Haines.
Around 73% of Haines adults and high school students rate their quality of life in Haines excellent to very good, says Barb Scheinberg of Scheinberg Associates in Juneau. She presented the results to the Haines Borough and community as part of the overall effort to update the comprehensive plan. Full results are available at the Haines Borough website.
Hiking and fishing rule. I mean, there are all kinds of recreation activities here, but over half the community hikes and fishes regularly. That's their top activities.
1/4 of the people in Haines would take more work if they could. Half of those surveyed support larger scale mining, like the Constantine Mineral Deposit in the Chilkat Valley, with 1/3 opposed. 83% support promoting winter tourism in Haines.
When you ask people what is the single biggest issue facing the community in the next 5 years, the top answers, about 50%, say either the economy or lack of jobs. So that's on people's mind.
11% of the community runs their business online, and 1/3 of people get a major form of their income from retirement, investments, or Social Security.
The other thing, part of the 9 big takeaways, we asked about a number of possible capital improvement projects. Road maintenance and improvement. Everybody rates it as the top priority for what they'd like to see get done. And then the others right behind them are building the recreation center and a modest improvement to the boat harbor.
The survey is part of Scheinberg Associates' work with the borough to update the comprehensive plan, which is required by state law and is used to steer borough projects.
The comprehensive plan really is that. It's comprehensive, and it looks at how does the community want to grow over the next 20 years, transportation, utilities, land use, economic development, services, parks and rec. I mean, it's comprehensive, that's the name.
The phone survey covered quality of life, public involvement, employment, and level of support for various improvement projects and economic development initiatives. Scheinberg says the responses will be used to guide planning efforts.
Really, our job in this process is to provide the community and planning commission and assembly with professional advice and options for you to consider, and then for you to help weigh those options and further chart a course for Haines Borough.
Haines now gets about 1 to 2 cruise ships a week during the tourist season.
People would like to see more cruise ships come.
The most common response said 3 ships per week would be ideal, followed by the answer 5 or more ships. Just 3% suggested 0 cruise ships.
Agriculture and farming for local use and export, value-added wood businesses, making low-interest loans available for small businesses in Haines that just need that little extra to do something, more use and promotion of the Chilkat Eagle Reserve, Bald Eagle Reserve for tourism, going after high-end and independent tourism, a whole diversity of tourism ideas that people are interested in, and timber harvest from state forest land. All those have 2/3 or more support.
Scheinberg has worked in planning for more than two decades, with experience in many Alaskan communities, including Haines and Skagway. The randomly selected household survey was designed to discover how the majority thinks. Professional survey researchers randomly called 210 households and some cell phones throughout the Haynesboro over the course of a week earlier this year. It turns out 75% of those were homeowners, 61% of respondents were women, and nearly two-thirds of the respondents have lived in Haines longer than a decade.
And what we can say is that these results represent the opinion of the community of Haines with 95% confidence, plus or minus 6%. So what that means is, if I say 75% of the community said this and 25% said that, you can be darn sure, plus or minus 6%, that's what the community feels. So it's a really powerful tool.
The survey also had a component that polled high school students in Haines. It revealed that more than half of students want to live in Haines as adults. Scheinberg, who's also worked on a similar survey in Skagway, says that's opposite the results of the same question among Skagway students.
They're really different communities. I mean, the whole economic activity in Skagway is very different than Haines. It's much smaller. One thing that is similar is that in the last 5 years or so, there's been a lot of young business owners opening up new shops and making a place for young people to hang out. And I see some of that happening here, too, in terms of more young people and young families around.
Ron Jackson is one of the Haines residents who has participated in the process, taking the survey and adding ideas to the blank sheets of butcher paper that headlined with various topics that hung on the walls of Harriet Hall on Friday night.
I think it's a great idea. The survey was confusing. The questions are kind of vague, but the idea of being able to throw our stuff down here and give our comments is pretty good. I hit them all. I'm trying to hit them all, and particularly recreation activities and things like that.
He was also one of the majority who credited Haines recreational opportunities for living here and thought the borough should look in that direction when planning.
Particularly developing Haines as a great quality place to live and keeping it that way and not getting off into big industrial complexes and things like that. I really like the recreation aspects here. So,
according to the survey, the average household income is $56,000, with most people making $25,000 to $50,000. One quarter of people in the study expect to retire in the next decade, which led to another telling question.
We asked them, if you're thinking about that, how likely is it that you'll stay in Haines when you retire? 2% said they expect to leave, 12% said I have no idea, and all the rest said they plan to be here at least 6 months or longer when they retired. In fact, about half of them expect to continue living in Haines full time. So the reason this is important is when you think about senior services and things like that, this is the kind of stuff you want to know.
Full results from the Haines Household Opinion Survey that'll be used in updating the comprehensive plan are at the Haynesboro website. Click on Comprehensive Plan under Hot Topics to find it. Or go to the KHNS website for a link.
25 Haines High School students graduated Monday evening, May 23rd. It was a night filled with a variety of music, speeches, cheers, and tears. Superintendent Michael Beyer welcomed everybody to the event, followed by a speech given from salutatorian Blake Hamilton.
I'm sure that the ceremony that is going on in this gymnasium right now is one of the most unique in the country. Places like Haines are special. It is hard to find a place with such natural beauty and remarkable community members.
Blake described how Haines is a special place to graduate from, and that the town has natural beauty and valuable support from everyone. He thanked each of the high school teachers for preparing his class for the future. Haines teacher Renee Martin was chosen by the graduates as their class speaker. Mrs. Martin started teaching at the school the same year the class of 2011 entered as freshmen.
Graduation is a word that means you're on your own, but take a breath, look around, and know you're not alone. Congratulations.
She pointed out three things she felt necessary to remember for life. Know yourself to know others, work to achieve your goals, and have courage.
Thank you.
was a highlight of this year's graduation. The choir, conducted by Miss Mulready, performed three pieces, and a student rock band performed a rousing number, and later, Ihan Goldberg performed a solo instrumental on his guitar. Abigail Jones was the valedictorian of the Haynes High School's graduating class of 2011.
Being yourself is a phrase or a theme that is fairly familiar to all of us. We've all heard it numerous times, and people from Dr. Seuss to Jesus have all talked about it.
Abby recognized and fondly spoke of each student in the senior class. She encouraged her classmates to continue to be themselves. KHNS, I'm Anna Jacobson.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Special thanks to Anna Jacobson for her help with this report.